Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chav Vav Meseches Nedarim, is the 1059th daf in Shas. I'm Zocha to learn with you this daf on a hot day, very hot day, in Beit Shemesh, sitting in the air conditioning, looking out, the sun falling on a pool that Baruch Hashem, my wife, just got for the children, because Bli Ayin Hara, it's so hot. There's a reason why they call it Beit Shemesh. In fact, the first day I walked into our neighborhood, I couldn't open my eyes. The sun was so strong. But Baruch Hashem, Alo Na'aleh, that we're Zocha to develop Arzeinu HaKdosha with all of its different landscapes, as well as all of its different challenges. Today's daf is going to be about Nidrei Ta'os, continuing from the Mishnah that had given us a few examples of Nidrei Shkagos. And what we're going to discuss is the Mishnah's example of a fellow who makes a neder when he sees others eating his food, and he says that food is going to be us or them, and he doesn't realize his father and brother are eating from it. And then the Gemara will connect that to another neder tells where a person makes a neder that he's not going to eat on a month's period of time meat, and he forgot that when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is a mitzvah to eat meat. We're going to discuss the machlokis that we already alluded to in our Mishnah, whether we say huter miksaso huter kulo, that since the neder was made partially a tos, so then the whole neder is going to be mutter, and that's going to be the subject of Chavava Meralf, neder shuter miksaso huter kulo, as well as on Amma Beis, we're going to discuss other examples of neder tos. For example, an interesting one where a person assumes, maybe based on the science of his time, maybe based on other things, that a food item is not healthy for him, and it turns out that the food item is healthy. What is going to be the halach in regards to that nedos? Let's Beis Hashem begin. The Gemara tells us 10 lines from the bottom that we're going to deal with the Mishnah of Ra Osen Ochlin Te'enim. Let's see that line in the Mishnah again, which is 7 lines from the top of Chafei Mabez. Ra Osen Ochlin Te'enim. A person sees people eating his figs. Va'amar, he says, why are you eating my figs? Arei Lechem Karmen. It's going to be also to you like a carbon. And then it turns out the pie is actually on his face. V'nimtzu aviv v'achiv v'ayu imayin acherim. It turns out his father and brother and others were eating. Now, the fellow wouldn't want to make the figs usher to his father and his brother. So now we have the following phenomenon. Beishamay oimrim heimutar. The father and brother, he didn't want the neder for it to be chal. So this would be an example, Nidrei Shkagos, that the opening ran in the beginning of the third parak, Adaf Chav Gimel, if I'm not mistaken, had told us that since the presumption of the neder was off, so then the neder tos makes it that's not chal at all. Wow, I lost track. It's not Chav Gimel, it's Chav Amabez that we had the ran that said right in the beginning that it's a neder tos and therefore it's not chal. That's true, but only be his, in our case, back to our case, only vis-a-vis his brother and his father. However, everybody else is still lost a while, but he still disagrees and says elu ve'elu mutarim, that once the neder is not chal vis-a-vis his brother, it's going to be undone vis-a-vis others as well. Analyzes our Gemara, 10 lines from the bottom of Chafei Mabez. Tanan Hasam, Paischin b'shabasos u'b'yamim tovim. We give a Pesach on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If a person makes a neder vis-a-vis Achila on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The case on Samach Vavam and Aleph is an individual that made a neder that he's not going to eat meat, and we say, wait a second, did you know that it's aser to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that there is a mitzvah to eat meat? So then we find a Pesach. We discussed a Pesach in the past. The Ran has a beautiful summary of Pesach and Charata on Daf Chof Aleph Amabez Dibar Amaschil Ein Chacham Matir. Pesach being that we find that the individual can have his neder undone by saying, did you realize that you're going to be violating this mitzvah? Then we found an opening in the neder, and therefore the neder is going to be undone. The Ran here points out that there are commonalities and differences between the case of Ra and Osa and Ochlin versus Poschin b'Shabbosos u'b'Yomtov. And that is the following. When it comes to the Pesach on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the emphasis over here is Pesach, as we described from the Ran on Chav Beis and Beis. We find an opening of an error in an assumption that he had made when he had made the neder. In other words, the neder was a valid neder. He really intended to make that neder. However, he didn't realize that tangentially, he's going to be violating something else. Points out the Ran by us, Dibar Maskel Tanan Hasam, that the Gemara is pointing out that there is a similar error that's being made in our Mishnah, but a different one. In our Mishnah, the guy didn't have the facts straight. He didn't realize that his father and brother were also eating. Hence, the Ran says, it's different than our case. In our case, it's described as Nidre Shkagos. And there, the Ran had told us in the beginning of the Perek, on Daf Chaf, that in Nidre Shkagos, the nether doesn't begin at all. Over here, the nether begins, but the Chachamim find a Pesach in the over here being in the case of Shabbos and Yom Tovim in regards to not eating. The Mishnah there continues. Berishana ya'omrim oisin ha'yom mutarim. Originally, we said that once we find the Pesach for him, so then on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he could eat the meat. However, ushar kol yom asurim. Ad shabo Rabbi Akiva v'limeit. But Rabbi Akiva came along, and he taught us a different halacha. Neder shuter miktsaso huter kula. That once the neder is going to be partially, it's undone, so then the neder is going to be entirely undone. Once he is allowed to eat meat on Shabbos and Yom Tov, then the neder is undone through its Pesach, and you can eat meat through the entire duration of the neder. Stam neder would possibly be 30 days, so let's say it was a stam, so he could eat all 30 days. Now the Gemara analyzes through Rava, how does that relate to our Mishnah? The case in which an individual doesn't realize that the father is eating amongst them. Amar Rabba de Kule Alma Kol Hecha de Amar Ilu Yisya de Ashaba Beinechem. Ha Yisi Oimer Kulchem Asurim Chutz Me Abba de Kulan Asurin Va'avim Mutter. In a case of where the individual says, if I had known that my father was sitting amongst you guys, then I would have said, it's Asur to you and Mutter to my father. On the other hand, it could very well be that he is going to state everybody could eat, because now once they're entertaining his father, eating with his father, so then in such a case, then there's room to say that he would make everybody mutter. So it really is talui in what the guy is thinking. Says Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva's rule of neder shuter miktsasar huter kulo does not apply if the individual had intended to make everybody aser, if he knew his father was there, except for his father. Lo nechleku. When do we have a machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in our Mishnah where we learned Hein mutarin umash iman misurim versus Beis Hillel shita? Ela ba'omer ilu yisiyadeh shabba b'necham yisiyomer ploni uploni isurin va'aba mutar. In other words, Beis Hillel, who says elu ve'elu mutarim, the Gemara here is insinuating, explains the Ran, that it's based on the same svara that we had in regards to Shabbosos and Yom Tovim, Huter Mitzaso v'Huter Kulo. Beis Hillel, therefore, it said that everybody is going to be Mutter in our Mishnah, because once he's being his father Mutter, then everybody is also going to be Mutter. Says Rabbah, that's only Lo Nechleku. Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai and evokes the rule of Huter Miksasa Huter Kulo, only if Ilu Yisedeya Sha'aba Beinechem Hayisomer Ploni Uploni Asurin Vaba Mutter. If he's going to delineate Ploni Uploni Asur Abba Mutter, that you can't do. Huter Miksasa Huter Kulo. However, if he says Chutz Mi Abba, then we don't evoke the rule of Huter Miksasa Huter Kulo. As we see on the top of Chavav Amar Aleph, Rava disagrees. For Rava Amar, even Beis Shammai would agree that we say Huter Miktsaso Huter Kulo if his lashon is ploni uploni asurin. There, even Beis Shammai agrees Huter Miktsaso Huter Kulo. We would need to explain the svara why, but first let's get into the Gemara. Lai nechleku. When do we have machlokis in our Mishnah? Ela ba'omer ilu yisiyadeh shab menechem yisiyomer kulchem asurin chutz meyaba. Then, in such a case, then we don't say huter miksaso huter kulo according to Beis Shammai, while we do according to Beis Hillel. If he says, I would have said that everybody's aser. What's the svara of Beis Shammai? So the Gemara partly gives it to us. Six lines from the top on Chavavim and Aleph. Beis Shammai savri lo k'Rebbi Meir. Damer tafas loshen rishon. Beis Shammai says that we grab the first lashon. What do we focus on in the statement? So Beis Shammai says that in the statement he says the following: Ilu ha'yisi yodea she'aba b'neichem, ha'yisi amar kulchem asurin. I would have said all of you are asur. So says Beis Shammai, Rabbi Meir taught us in Temura Daf Chaf Heyam Beis that we focus on the first lashon. Let's take a look and see the Ran, who explains this beautifully. Says the Ran, three lines before the middle sized line, the last three narrow lines in the Ran, the Sfir lay the Rava Pluksaya b'maymid lashon l'shoyne arishon. V'tamayin de Beis Shammai shum nesavri l'karameir de Amar gabe hareza tmuras oyle v'chaza Amar hareza tmuras shlami. If a person makes contradictory statements, his first statement is that the tmura, which is the prohibition of transferring Kedusha onto another carbon, that the halachi is that if you have a carbon ola and you want to transfer Kedusha, you're not allowed to do it by saying another animal is an exchange for that. The halacha, though, is that the Kedusha is chal on the second behema. But the problem now is, and the individual is over the yisur, the problem here is what happens if he says two things. Hareza tmura sa'olav ha'chazvam hareza tmura shlamim, says the Ran in the first medium sideline. So then the opinion of Rabbi Meir is tafas loshen rishon v'harei tmura sa'olav ein bashlam klat, that we only focus on the first thing that was said. Rabbi Yossi there disagrees, continues the Ran on the medium-sized line, Ubei Shammai savilok Reb Meir, and Beis Shammai is going to follow Reb Meir, Dama Tavos Lashon Rishon, Hilkach, Kiyun Dechilas Dvar of Dainu Kulchem Asurin. His first words are Kulchem Asurin. So then that's not a neder Shehut or Mitzasa, Harei Hein Kamo Shomer B'tchila. It's, we focus on that. Af Al Pisha B'gmar Dvarav, Shomer Chutz Min Abba, Mashri tells b'dvar v'arishonim, even though it's undoing and making a toast on his first statement, lo kapdinan, so we're not going to be makbid, and therefore we don't say, hutar miksasa, hutar kula. Skip down into the Ran, the second wide line, ubeis hilo savri laka Reb Yosi, and beis hilo is going to hold like Reb Yosi, damit dikishleisen dvar v'zeh, if he says, Oila and Shlomim for a tour, it's close to each other. Holchanacha Gemar Dvarv. Then you focus on the end. Vachanami, so here too. Kisha ain't sosrin shiyes lasos ikur migmar dvarav. We should focus on Gemar Dvarav. On his conclusion. Da'ainu mashamar chutz me'abba. He said chutz me'abba. V'nimtze shiyes b'neder tos. And now there's a tos. And we evoke v'kimon shebatol mitzaso batol kulo. The neder is now a tos because we're going to focus on his second words. And then we have a rule. Once you're hutter miktsaso, so then hutter kulo. And the same applies with the toast as well. Back into the Gemara. Beis Shammai savri lakar Meir, dama tavos lashon rishon. Beis Hillel savri lakar Reb Yosi, dama bigvar dvarav adam nitfas. Eisvei Rav Papa. Rav Papa asks on the shita of Rava. Eisvei Rav Papa l'Rava keitzad amar Rabbi Akiva. What's the case that we had of the Shabbosos and Yom Tovim of a Pesach that we learned neder shuter mitzaso uter kulam konim sheini nene l'kulchem? If a person says that I make a neder, then none of you are going to be able to have hana from me, then huter echemen huter kulam, that once the one individual is precluded, let's say we find a Pesach for one person, then everybody is mutter. She'eni nena loy lezeh v'loy lezeh. If an individual makes a neder, this is all from a Mishnah later on in Samach Vav Amid Aleph, that I'm not going to have hanah from this person or this person. Hutter arishon, hutru kula. If the first one is mutter, then everybody is mutter. Hutter ha'achron, ha'achron mutter v'kulan asurin. So he spells out Ruvain Shimon through Binyamin, and then they're matir, the last one, Binyamin, then everybody else before Binyamin is asur. How do we explain the Reisha and the Seifa? Says the Gemara, Bishleima l'Rabba, according to the opinion of Rabba, according to Rabba, who says that any time the fellow would have said Kulchim Asurim, even if he had known his father was there, and therefore the neder could work when we would say Kulchim Asurim Chutz Me'abba, and for that reason then everybody is going to be usher, and his father is going to be mutter. So mukim la l'reisha, da amar l'zeh l'zeh. The reisha will be talking about a case of where he says l'zeh u'l'zeh. V'seifa da amar kulchem. The seifa will talk about where he says kulchem. So then, in such a case, in the reisha,
where he said ze uze, he didn't say kulchem. So then the halach is hutr rachman hutr kula. And the seifa, in other words, the last case where he says im hutr achron lo hutr kulam. So then, in such a case, he said kulchem. You could learn that the case is kulchem. Da omar lekulchem. And since he said lekulchem, he's not being machlif devarav. And since he's not being machlif devarav, then the halacha is that the achron is going to be aser. Ela lididach. But according to you, Rava, that says that by machlif devarav, even according to Beis Shammai, the halacha is going to be huter kula, because we saw that Rav had said on the top of Chavav and Aleph, the kuli alma kol hecha da amar ilu yisir dea shabba b'nechem ha yisir amar ploni asurim v'abba mutar, then even then kulam mutarim. You said that in such a case that even by Bachlev Devarav, Beis Shammai would say the halacha is hutar kula. If that's so, bishlema reisha, I understand the reisha, the case of Rabbi Akiva's first case, konim she'eni nena l'kulchem, the amar l'kulchem, there where he says l'kulchem, so then in such a case we say hutar echad mehen, hutar kulam, ela seifa, the amar l'ze'u l'ze'. He says l'ze'u l'ze'. So then how did you make it? You said Rabbi Akiva he, that according to Rabbi Akiva, the halach is l'zeh l'zeh, so huter rishon huter kulam. But amai pligi rabbanala. Why do you say it's only going according to Rabbi Akiva? Even the rabbanon, who follow in a similar line of Beis Shammai, say that when you have a case l'zeh l'zeh, where you have to be machlif dvarim, divrei hakol mutar, everybody holds that's mutar. That was what you said. That divrei hakol mutarim, kulam mutarim. That everybody holds that's mutar. And the reason for that was you held that anytime you have to be machlif davar, then no one disagrees with the concept of huter mitzasa huter kula. Amalei Rava. Rava will respond, ula Rabba? And is Rabba so smooth? Who says that when it comes to machlif devarim, then we have machlokis between the Tanaim? Le Rabbi Akiva mini chaseifa. But how are you going to learn, according to Rabbi Akiva, the seifa? Where in the case that he didn't want to make binyamin asur, everybody else is still going to be mutter. Da amar lekulchem. If you're going to say that he said lekulchem, haydin hu rishon vahaydin hu achron. Who is the rishon? Who is the achron? There is no rishon and achron. So therefore, the only way you could explain that the achron is going to be mutter and the rishon is going to be asur is you have to say that he said b'zeh achar zeh. In the Seifa. Ela Reisha Damer Kulchem. The Reisha is going to be when he says Kulchem. V'Seifa Kigon Shetolon Zebizeh. And in the Seifa, he's Tola Zebizeh. In other words, he says a Konem on Ruvain, and then he says Shimon is going to be like Ruvain, and Levi is going to be like Shimon. V'Amer Ploni Kiploni Uploni Kiploni, all the way to Binyamin. Dekonami, and that for fits in well, the Sanya, which we had learned in the Brisa, Huterim Sani Heimenu Ulamato Mutar. If he didn't want, let's say Yisachar to be Asur, so then Yisachar and everybody below him are going to be Mutar. Ulamal Asur and everybody above them are going to be Asur. So right now we've defended the way to read the Mishnah on Samach Vav and Aleph, both according to Rabbah as well as according to Rava. Esve Ravada Barava Li Rava, but Ravada Barava now asks on Rava, Koinim Batzel. If a person makes a neder and says, I'm not going to eat an onion, Shani Toim, Shaha Batzel Ralulev, because the onion he assumes is bad for the heart. And after he made the neder, Amrulo, they said to him, Vala kufri yafalalev. But in kufri, they say that it's good for the heart. In other words, the onions from kufri are good for the heart. So now, the halacha is, hutr bekufri. He's allowed to eat the onions of kufri. Velo kufri bilvad hutr el bechol habitzalim.
all the butzalim are going to be mutter. Why? Because we have the concept of huter miktsaso huter kulo. Maisev haya v'itir Rabbi Meir b'kol ha-butzalim. And Rabbi Meir was matir all of these onions. So this is the quote from Samach Vav Amud Aleph. What exactly was the case? My love must be to Amar that the fellow said, if I had known that Kufri, the hearts, the onions in Kufri are healthy, I would have said all them are asr and Kufri is mutter. And what's the halacha? The halacha is that all of the onions become mutter. And that's despite the fact that the Lashon Rishon was Bikulchem. So if the Lashon Rishon was Bikulchem, so then that becomes a difficulty, both according to Rabbah as well as Rava. Even though the Gemara has Ravada Barava asking Rava, both the Ran and the Mefarish learn that it's Akasha both according to Rabbah and according to Rava. Let's take a look at the Mefarish. Seven lines are in the bottom. V'haka kashari Rabbi Meir. And here Rabbi Meir said it's mutter. Heicha damar Bikulchem. Rabbi Meir will say that it's mutter, even though he says bekulchem. Now let's remind ourselves that we had learned on the bottom of Chafheim Abeis that Rabbah had said that if it starts off bekulchem, the halachi is that everybody is asar and the father is mutter. So presumably, that was his statement, that it would be kulchem, but the kufri would be mutter. All the other places would be asar, kufri would be mutter, and in such a case, then we don't say huter miktsaso huter kulo according to Rabbah. So it's a kasha according to on Rabbah. Number two, it's also a kasha on Rava, because continues the Mefarish seven lines from the bottom. Ule Rava kasha damar bekulchem pligi de Beis Shammai asri savla k'Rabbi Meir. According to Beis Shammai, that's the case of our Mishnah that we're tofes lashon rishon, and then everything else is going to be aser, and we don't say huter mitzvaso huter kula. Says the Gemara, lo. No, you're right. According to Rava, would be aser l'kulei alma. According to Rava, it will be also according to Beis Shammai. But rather, Ba'omer, the guy wouldn't have said Kulchem. He wouldn't have said Kol HaBetzalim Asur V'Kufri Mutter. He would have said, Ilu HaYisedeh Shakofri Yafalev, Hayisi Omer Batzel Ploni Uploni Asurin V'Kufri Mutter. I would have formulated as Ploni Uploni Asur Kufri Mutter. If he would have formulated that Ploni Uploni is going to be Mutter, so then in such a case, you have to be Matir Miktsasa. If he would have said a different Lashon, he would have been Matir Miktsasa, then you have to be Matir Miktsasa. And once you're Matir Miktsasa, you're Matir Kula according to Rabbah. And according to Rava, so then we'll say Rabbi Meir, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva, the Aliba de Rabbana. And according to Rava, who says that we're Tofes Lashon Rishon according to Rabbi Meir, so then in such a case, the halacha would be Divrei HaKol is going to be Mutter, because you would be Tofes B'Lashon Rishon. And according to Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, we're not Tofes Lashon Rishon. And according to Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, we focus on the second Lashon, and it was a Neder Betos, and even though only part of it is a Neder Betos, then we say, Hotar Miktsasan, Hotar Kulan. We're going to stop Ezer Hashem, today's daf over here, and pick up on Shabbos Kodesh from Esve Ravina. This Ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chavav in Meseches Nedarim. Let's Ezer Hashem, though, review what we did on Daf Chavav. We had started off with the concept of Nidrei Shkagos, and that is Nidrei Taos. And we had the important Yisod of Huter Miktsasar, Huter Kulo. However, we have a machlokis between Rabba and Rava, which is the focus of today's daf, and that is, when do we say Huter Miktsasar, Huter Kulo, and when don't we say Huter Miktsasar, Huter Kulo? For example, the opinion of Rabba is that everybody agrees that you do not say Huter Miktsasa Huter Kulo in a case of where the formulation is Kulchem Asurin Chutz Me Abba. Even though Beis Hillel teaches us the rule of Huter Miktsasa Huter Kulo, he did not do that in a case of where you could separate the Lashon of Kulchem Asurin from Abba, and then in such a case, the Huter Miktsasa Huter Kulo does not apply. Because you just say that Abba's Mutter and everybody else is Aser, and it's not considered Hutar Mitzasa Hutar Kula. Rava disagrees, and Rava is of the opinion that Hutar Mitzasa Hutar Kula will apply in all instances, except if you hold, like the opinion of Rabbi Meir, of Tafus Lashon Risha. In terms of the cases that we had learned in today's daf, we had discussed three different cases. Number one is the Mishnah, where we had a case where a person sees his father and brothers eating amongst others, and he doesn't realize his father's eating amongst brothers. Then, when we say it's an Idre Tos, Beis Hillel says, Hoter Mitzasos Terkulo, and Beis Shammai disagrees. We had discussed the case of Posim B'Shabbosos V'Yom Tovim that the Gemara suggests is the same issue of whether we say Hoter Mitzasos Terkulo in a case of where an individual says that he's not going to eat meat, and we undid his nether with the Pesach, and we say that he doesn't have to eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And Rabbi Akiva says that not only does he no longer eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a Mishnah on Samach Vav, we say Hutter Mitzasa Hutter Kula. About that Mishnah, we have Machlokas between Rabba and Rava that we delineated before. And then we have another example of Hutter Mitzasa Hutter Kula. Is a case of where an individual says, Eini Nena Lekulchem. So then, if there was a reason why he would not have wanted to make a neder for some of them, then the halach is Hutter Muktzasa Hutter Kula. Finally, we have a case of Hutter Muktzasa Hutter Kula. In the case of the onions, which again the Gemara uses to challenge within the machlokas between Rabba and Rava, where it turns out that an individual had said that the onions he's not going to eat, but those onions he thought weren't healthy. But in Kofri, those onions are healthy. So then in such a case, we say, Hutter Mitzasa Hutter Kula, and the Gemara uses that to challenge Rabba and Rava in their positions as well. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Chazar of Daf Chavav in Maseches Nedarim.